Hello, hello. This is another edition of the Hot Sheet Podcast. He is Geoff. I am Jayosh. We are recording much later in the evening than usual instead of my normal bleary-eyed self, usually a couple hours before you hear it. So we're going to see if the nighttime is the right time for the Bear Parrot Hot Sheet Podcast. So this week, the Hot Sheet, I tried to pick a little bit more on the Futures game flavor, since you know the Futures game is coming up this Saturday. If you're hearing this is probably Tuesday, so it's only a few days away. And Geoff, you are headed out to your first Futures game ever. How are you feeling about that, going to Los Angeles? You're going to see a really good collection of talent. How are you feeling about, you know, getting out there and seeing it for the first time in that kind of setting?
Yeah, insert comment about going out to Hollywood here. I'm pretty excited. I haven't been to a Futures game before. You know, it was something that I considered probably doing in the future at some point. But now that I have the opportunity to get out there and, you know, be involved in the festivities in some way, shape, or form, pretty excited about that. But I think the thing for me is really just getting out there and seeing players that I haven't had an opportunity to get eyes on in person myself. In particular, like the National League outfield, like there's a large contingent of players here that I'm really excited for. Some of the pitchers too. I think the pitchers are fun, if only for the fact they often sort of air it out for an inning or so. So you get to sort of see like their best stuff, and that's always fun. There's a lot of guys in the list too, really exciting players that I've just happen to have seen several times before, because you know they're on teams that are local to me or whatever, affiliates that I was able to get out to. Less excited for those guys, but the collection of talent overall is really exciting, and I'm always excited to get an opportunity to see my boy Gunnar Henderson, of course.
You know, I am excited to see some of these guys as well. Usually the case is that I've already seen these guys in some form or fashion. And I will say, you mentioned the NL outfield. I will mention here that Jackson Chourio is on the hot sheet. This is Hot Sheet Podcast, so I want to at least make a passing mention to the hot sheet. He's on there. Ellie De La Cruz is on the hot sheet, number one overall, for hitting 5 home runs this week and becoming the first minor league member of the 20 home run, 20 stolen base club, which is pretty darn cool considering he's also 20 years old and in high A. And since the weather has become, you know, post-tundra level in the Midwest, he's heated up in kind. And, you know, 2020, that's pretty darn good. There's only, I calculated it earlier, there's 3 minor league guys within 5 home runs of that plateau. That's Corbin Carroll, another Futures gamer, who just got promoted to AAA and had a,
yes,
as they said, they had enough stuff after 1 game or 2 games, whatever it was, to make a highlight reel already, which is pretty cool. Joey Weimer, Mr. Electric. We knew him out here in Zebulon as like the fan favorite of all fan favorites.
Oh yeah.
Vaughn Brown, a guy who's a pop-up guy with the Giants, who's been hitting like gangbusters from day one. And on the other side, there's one other guy and I'm blanking on it. And that makes for great podcasting. But point is, Ellie De La Cruz. No, it's not Zach Veen. It's like one guy who's with, you know, you've made me want to look it up, and I might do it later and come back to it as a callback later on this podcast. But the point is, Ellie is an exclusive. You can't even call it a club because it's just one guy. You know, it's not a club yet. It's just like he's the founding member and he's screening future employees to join him in the 2020 club. He's got that 2020 vision and he's looking for other people who want to see his vision. Anyway, so we were talking about the Futures game, and you're going out there and you're going to see some really cool talent. Ellie's one of them. And my point that I made before I diverted there was, usually like I've seen all these guys, but some of these guys are on my list, and I mean that in person, are on my list of best players I've never seen. Like, for as much as I tweet about Yuri Perez, never seen him in person, zoomed with him a few times, but in my normal line here is I wouldn't know him if he walked into my kitchen, but he does stand out.
Yeah. You'd know him immediately. Like
hey, yeah. I'd be known as the guy that's like, you can't fit through my door, you know?
I got to see Yuri during spring training. It was kind of the highlight of my spring training, frankly. And arguably, he may still be the best player that I've seen this year overall. Yeah. I think Ezequiel Tovar is probably number two. Francisco Alvarez is right about there, depending upon, you know, the bat, probably the best bat overall player. I don't know. I could see the case for Yuri or Tovar. Yeah, I totally agree. So who else haven't you seen on this list? I'm interested to, or on this.
Kyle Harrison, I've never seen in person. I'm going to, you know,
same here.
Rectify that at some point. I've got a couple series I'm eyeing, you know, if I want to line him up and go do a couple games or a series of my two of my handbook teams, I could go see Richmond versus Somerset at the end of whatever the next month in the calendar is. August is what the kids are calling it. Yes. Or it might be July. It might be July. Either way, the adults have other names for it. We'll talk about that on a different podcast. I've not seen, not a whole lot of these guys that are like really high up on my list. I haven't seen Cartaya, I don't think. If I have, it's really been like one at bat. I've never seen Ellie. I've seen him just to say hello, but he wasn't in the game that I was watching on the backfield in spring training. He's going to go play in the big league game that day. You know, big league everyone. That was the game where I saw Andrew Abbott carve up Joey Votto a couple times, which is pretty cool. Let's see here. I don't think I've seen Pete Crow. The funny story with me and Corbin Carroll was a couple years ago in the playoffs in Hillsboro, I was waiting to interview him. And I guess he's like the world's fastest showerer. He does everything fast. And I'm waiting for him to come out. And at some point, the media guy says to me, you know, you're standing right next to him, right? I'm like, oh, I had no idea. He looked so young and he was already dressed in like his, you know, shorts and golf shirt or whatever to go home, that I didn't know he was a player. Like I thought he was just helping out the hops. And someone pointed out, you're standing right next to him and you have been for like the last 5 minutes.
Wow, that's
all right.
That's interesting.
All right, embarrassing, embarrassing on my part. It's not often that you can get a player who will shower and dress before the media gets down there. Like that's a world record of some kind. I'm guessing we're not going to get Brian Bayo. He's busy in the big leagues. So I wonder who they're going to replace him.
He might be back in the minor leagues shortly. He started tonight, and I believe that they get back Whitlock, Sale, and Eovaldi.
Yeah, that's true. Days.
So he may actually end up back in the minor leagues like this weekend.
Let's see who else on this list. I've never seen Tiedemann. I've never seen Waldichuk, which is kind of impressive because that's my system. Really? And I have not had a chance to see him. I didn't do much traveling last year. I didn't see him with Pulaski in whatever year that was, 2019. Just never seen him.
Yeah.
I had planned to go see that series with Richmond and Somerset last year, but there was an incident with my car and a car thief in Wilmington, or a potential car thief, that didn't go well. I have never seen Rafaela. I've seen Spencer Steer, but not as a pro. I've seen him as a Duck. Go Ducks. And I've never seen Jason Dominguez in person either. I'll say, well, that's not true. So I'm at last year's Futures game, but I barely count that because it's, you know, it's one game, it's a couple at bats, and we're in the aux box, which was in that case was the right field bleachers. So I saw him shagging, I saw him taking BP, I saw him all that. But like as far as like an actual game, I've never seen Jason Dominguez. So this is like lighter than usual on guys that I've seen. And there's probably more that I've never seen Zulueta. But we don't like to talk about players that I haven't seen. I mean, there's a lot of good players on this list that I have seen. I think we all know who my favorite player I've seen this year is, the Action Jackson Churio of the Fighting Carolina Mudcats. for how much longer, I don't know. But he's certainly turned it on the last couple of days. And like I said, is on hot sheet for hitting three bombs. And I think there was a three-game stretch in that series where he drove in all of the team's runs. There's only five of them, but he drove them all in. They did not have a good series at Kannapolis.
But yeah, I was going to say that was probably pretty clear to pick up from.
he hit a three long, just majestic pull side blasts where you're like, wow, that's an 18-year-old with that bat speed. And they're shout out to the Kannapolis broadcaster who pointed out that, you know, one of the blasts went 406 feet, 102 off the bat, which is pretty good for a lot of people. But for a guy who's that young, I'm looking forward, I think, depending on when he leaves for the Futures game, I want to get Delmarva's Davy Cruz, a kind of an interesting pop-up arm in the Orioles system that you can talk about more in a second, I think, versus Chorio, because Cruz is like a month older than Chorio. So it'll be like the first time I've seen two 2004-born players together, which is simultaneously exciting and depressing. Considering I'm a 1985 baby and you are a
1982.
Yeah, we old and broken down, and being up at 10:23 p.m. on a Monday is, boy, it's hard on the old solar plexus. So anyway, what I was asking you is, again, who are you most excited to see besides the guys you mentioned earlier? I mean, you talked about the guys you have seen this year. Like, if you're going into this game, who's like the number one guy that if you definitely want to see?
Yeah, I think it's Jackson Chourio. Yeah, without a doubt. You know, I've heard the reviews firsthand, so I want to be able to. I think it's really like if you picked like the five players I'm most excited about, it's probably like Carroll, Chourio, Picro, Armstrong, Hassel, and Veen. Like
just the outfield.
Yeah, that entire outfield is just insane. Like, if you told me that we had the starting outfield for the National League All-Star team in 3 or 4 years, it wouldn't completely shock me. Like, you have some serious heavy hitters there. So, and literally heavy hitters, right? So, I think it's Chourio, followed by Carroll. Probably followed by like a 3ABC situation with PCA, Hassel, and Veen, and all sort of appropriate because they were from the same prep class. So that's a conversation we've been having for multiple years now. So I wasn't able to get out and see them during their showcase summer. So yeah, man, I kind of want to see what it looks like, and you know, taking BP, all that sort of stuff. And, you know, hopefully I get some more opportunities to see them in, you know, more natural game situations, but this is certainly a lot of fun.
So, okay. You're the pitcher guy though. So you're known in BA Slack legend as the pitcher whisperer.
Oh yeah.
Who's the arm you're most excited to see? And follow-up question, who do you think is going to give us the biggest number on the radar gun?
Wow, there's a lot of hard throwers. I'm gonna say that we mentioned Kyle Harrison already. I think that is number one. I'm gonna throw that out though. I'm gonna say Antoine Kelly. I'm really excited. I think that in short spurts with this guy too, the stuff is just electric. I'm excited to see that fastball and the slider. You know, he's one in particular that I think kind of stands out. Ricky Tiedemann, of course. Ricky Tiedemann is going to be that inning or whenever he pitches, going to be must see. Now, when we talk about lighting up the radar gun, we have a few contenders on both teams. We have Zulueta, who I saw recently. He hit 100 on my radar gun multiple times. And old Mary is a little slow. She doesn't like to throw up the triple digits very often. You know, I've only
old got Gray Mary. She ain't what she used to be.
Yes, exactly. Well, she's pretty new, actually. She's a high caliber, high quality, you know, stalker gun.
I love that you call your radar gun Mary, and I call mine Roundy McRidge.
You got to name it though. You know, I named it after my grandmother. But anyway, so old Mary, you know, she doesn't throw up the triple digits very often, and you know, I got a few from Zulueta. He was sitting 98, 99, and I was right behind home plate. And, you know, I had my own gun, wasn't going off the stadium radar. These were legit triple digits. So he's a guy that I think can hit 101. He has this season. I think he's a contender for fastest pitch, we'll say. Hunter Brown is certainly in contention. I think Zulueta will probably throw harder than him. But Brown, you know, upper 90s type guy. He can hit triple digits. It's happened before. Wouldn't shock me. Bayo, if he was or is at the Futures game, can hit triple digits, but I don't know if the Red Sox are going to tell him to really air it out. Pedro Martinez, you know, a la All-Star game at Fenway Park in, you know, 99 style. But you never know. And then on the National League side, I think the clear pick is probably Bobby Miller. It's certainly not Jared Schuster. No knock on Jared Schuster. The man can pitch. But Bobby Miller, I think, is probably the guy most likely to hit 100, 101. Cade Cavalli's a dark horse. Mike Burrows throws pretty hard. You know, Kelly, as I mentioned before, throws pretty hard. Yuri Perez throws pretty hard. But I do think it's still probably Miller. It's his best tool. We're talking about the fastball velocity, just the raw velocity. Few guys can match the power in Miller's right arm. So, yeah, I think that I think those are the guys that I would pick. Ultimately, if I had to put my dollars on the line and pick one guy, I think I'm going to go with Zulueta. I just think he's the easiest one to hit, potentially like a 101, where, you know, I think Brown is more like a 99 or 100 top out. Bayo, like I said, there's a question there if he's even, you know, at the game. And then, you know, I think that Bobby Miller, probably 100. He could maybe top out at 101, but more likely 99 or 100. So yeah, I think it's, for me, I think it's going to be a battle between, you know, as we kind of break it down here, between Miller and ultimately what my pick was, which is Zulueta.
Well, we'll talk more about pitchers here in a second. We'll get my kind of guesses on that subject right after this ad break.
When you're building a dream team, great scouts can help you find the future MVPs first. To hire great talent faster, you need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Find great talent faster through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed data in the U.S. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because no other job site takes care of you like Indeed does. With Indeed, you only pay for an applicant who meets your must-have requirements. You know what you're looking for in an applicant. Once you tell Indeed, Indeed will find you applicants with those skill sets. Indeed puts you in control of what you pay. You set your must-have job requirements and only pay for the applications that meet them. There's a transparent flat fee per application, and you can pause your job posting whenever you want. When you sponsor an Indeed post, you are 4.5 times more likely to get a hire, according to Indeed data worldwide. Even better, Indeed's the only job site where you pay only for applicants that meet your must-have requirements. Indeed is an unbelievably powerful hiring partner, delivering four times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest in 2019. Join the more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Indeed's doing something no other job site has done. Now with Indeed, businesses only pay for quality applications matching the sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/BaseballAmerica to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/BaseballAmerica. Indeed.com/BaseballAmerica. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And we're back. So, you know, you gave your picks. I think, we mentioned that I haven't seen Yuri Perez before. That would be my guy. Like, he's one of the guys in the minor leagues that I would buy a ticket to see. There are no superlatives anymore for Yuri Perez. What he's doing right now is special. I remember talking to a scout saying, like, yeah, he was pretty good the other day, did this and that thing. I said to him, you know, that was his worst start in like 3 months, right? Excuse me, what? Yeah. He walked like three guys, punched out nine, like 6-1, two run innings. Like, yeah, that was his worst start in a while. Last start out, you know, 10 punch outs in six innings, with two hits. One was a solo home run. One was a duck snort over the right side. Just dominating. And the man started the season at 18 years old. He's powerful. He's coordinated. He's athletic. He's big. His makeup, at least his, you know, makeup with the clubhouse, from what I hear, is off the charts. This is going to be a guy who, frankly, this is a dark horse to throw the hardest pitch of the game. He's touched 99 as a starter this year. If he really wants to air it out, I bet you he gets a couple clicks more. My bet would be on Bobby Miller too. And you know, you mentioned Antoine Kelly. I saw him 2 years ago, and the first inning it was like, oh boy. And the next two or three innings was like, oh boy, you know, this guy is nasty, just, you know, mayonnaise in the sun level nasty, just disgusting college dorm room after a Saturday night nasty, just funky. And, you know, throwing hard, you know, that two plane break sweepy slider that nobody has a chance on, whether you're sweeping it away or putting it on the, you know, on someone's shoe tops. He looked so much like a Josh Hader type. It's not even funny. And I don't like to, it's not, that's not a comp, but I mean, it's hard because comps are bad. And it's just hard not to evoke an image of that guy, especially considering what organization he's playing for. You know, that was, it's a fun guy to watch. Who else do I like here? You know, I heard a lot about Hunter Brown. I've never seen him, but Don's really good. You know, Wilmer Flores is a nice little pop-up guy.
Yeah, Wilmer Flores is a good one.
Taj Bradley. I think my last regular season minor league game of the year last year was Taj Bradley versus Quinn Priester in the playoffs. And I said regular season, but I meant pre-fall league. So it wasn't regular season, it was postseason. But, oh man, those two guys went, you know the Lockhorns. The Lockhorns, the old comic from the newspapers. I am aging myself so badly, and I'm not even that old. But
yeah, lost me, and I'm older than you.
Yeah, well, I mean, as Teddy Cahill, our college writer, will tell you, I'm 37 going on 97, or I'm 97 going on 197. I think I'm found in some versions of the Bible. I'm so old, or at least biblical times. Like, I'm triple digits in age, and I certainly feel it. Anyway, Taj Bradley and Quinn Priester, that was an epic duel and really fun to watch. Just breaking balls and fastballs and high 90s and changeups and all sorts of good, fun stuff to watch on a crisp fall day where you're not, you know, shivering in an early season or sweltering in the beginning of the season. That was fun. And, you know, we haven't, anybody else. I was Zulueta, I would want to see. Tiedemann, you know, never seen him. Yeah, it's a really good group of arms. And, you know, one wild card, if we could get him on the mound, Mason Wynn. Like, I bet you he could crank it up pretty hard. Like, he's got the best throwing arm in the game, not pitching arm in the game. I think that's pretty clear. You know, a couple things I mentioned on Twitter that I wanted to see. I want to see Taj Bradley and Yuri Perez as the starters, because those two are nasty, and I'm hoping they would line up in the Southern League, and they always miss each other by a day. Come on. One's in the two Florida arms who are really young and really good. Put them on to start. Get Bobby Miller pitching to Henry Davis as a battery, two Louisville teammates, and get Anthony Volpe at shortstop when Jack Leiter's pitching, because you got two Del Barton high guys. That's, you know, free PR advice for the powers that be for your managers, Mike Socia and Jimmy Rollins. There you go, boys. If you're listening to that, there's some cool made for TV storylines that you got right there for free. I'm not charging you a dime. We should probably wrap this up pretty quick, because I think you and I are both, you know, ready to go on whatever we're doing next. Any final thoughts on, you know, before you fly out to Los Angeles here in what, 3 days? Pre-prospect pad, pre-futures game, all that good stuff. And then any final thoughts?
No, yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to, you know, just experiencing the entire process, being out in LA, getting some good LA eats as well, right? You know, your way, you got to get some good food.
I don't think that's a rule based on my travel.
Yeah, well, I know you don't do that. Unless there's grill, like, you know, you go for the
grill. I mean, there's Mongolian grill.
We all have our things. Like, when I'm in Florida, you know, I just I eat a lot of subs from Publix. Like, just, you know, you do certain things in certain places. But yeah, exactly, that too. But I'm honestly very much looking forward to, you know, the entire process. And there's so many players. I mean, both rosters I think are pretty loaded. You know, there's not too many players I wouldn't be terribly excited about. So I guess my last question before we wrap this up is, pick a futures game MVP for me.
Okay, let's see. I usually do this, and I should have had one prepared. You know what? I'm going Ellie De La Cruz. That's a bad, bad man right there.
Right.
He can do a lot of things on the diamond. He can hit the ball 400 feet from. He's the Dayton broadcaster had a great stat the other day. He hit home runs from the both sides of the plate for the first time in a long time in Dayton history. And then he did it again 3 days later. Like, wow. I've seen a lot of things in the minor league. I've only seen one guy hit home runs from both sides of the plate, I think, and that was Rodolfo Castro. But that's a bad man. He could hit, he could probably take one out of Dodger Stadium in batting practice. He's got a huge throwing arm. He's got like plus or better speed. He'll swing and miss for you. That's fine. But in a futures game setting, he could be a, you know, Mr. Electric on both sides of the field. All right, so I'll turn it back on you. Who's your potential futures game MVP?
Sure. So I'm gonna reach a little bit deeper here. There's plenty of options. Obviously, I'm gonna go with the American League side. I'm gonna keep my homerism going today, and I'm gonna go with Zidane Raffaella of the Boston Red Sox. And I'm going to tell you why, because I think he can impact the game in so many different ways. He could steal a base. He could have a couple of extra base hits. He could steal a home run. He could even play shortstop and make a great play. So I think, you know, with Raffaella, I think there's just so many things that he can do in a given game. And he's so electric that if he gets the opportunities, he gets the at-bats and he gets a hold of a ball, you know, he's aggressive. He's going to go up there. He's going to look to put some stuff in play. He's going to probably get some fastballs. So yeah, he's dead pull hitter. So I'm excited to see what happens there, because I think he might be a fun one, you know, because he's the kind of guy, kind of player where he's going to show up to the futures game exactly the same way he'd show up to like a playoff game. You know, he's going to play 100%. It's going to be all out. It's going to be high effort, high energy. And he's just a blast to watch play. I remember, you know, dating back to when he was with Lowell. So yeah, I'm going to pick my little guy. I'm going to go with Zidane Raffaella. He keeps his magical season going, gets the futures game MVP.
All right. This is another edition of the Hot Sheet Podcast. Geoff, Josh, Bear, Parrot, signing off. Have a good night, everyone. Bye.